Philip Semper, PhD, Accidis, Urgent Care. Today's date is 01/02/2026. Dictation is for Mr. Pedro Che. Che spells C-H-A-Y. Pedro spells P-E-D-R-O. Date of birth is 05/19/1975. 50-year-old gentleman here with back pain, period. Patient said he's been having this pain for a while. He's recently had an MRI and is here to review the results. He said he continues to have pain with shoes down to the back of his leg and to his hip. He denies bowel or bladder dysfunction, denies numbness or weakness in his lower extremities, period. He described pain as sharp, rated pain as 7/10, worse with flexion. Patient denies recent trauma, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last. There's no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient denies all systems were reviewed except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, use a lower torrio, entered in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 132/87, pulse 110, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. Lower back, tenderness of palpation in the lateral surface of his back. There's no tenderness of palpation of the bony structures, no step off, no crepitus with range of motion. He has some discomfort with flexion. Next paragraph. Lower extremities, no muscle atrophy, full range of motion, strength 5/5. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is lumbar neuropathy. Number two is herniated nucleus pulposus, L4, L5. Next line, back pain. Next paragraph. Today, a patient received the following medication in the clinic: Toradol 60 milligrams IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 minutes or so, and reevaluated. He indicated that med pain is much better. Next paragraph. Patient that I review is MRI, which reveals the following. There's a broad base, central, and bilateral foraminal disc protrusion, resulting in moderate bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis. No spinal canal stenosis noted. Next paragraph. Patient was given a risk consultation for a neurologist, period. He was advised that he will be contacted within a few days. If he doesn't, he must call for appointment and date. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was discharged with gabapentin, 200 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 60, next medication, Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, patient was also given a work excuse. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nursing emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.